the feeling that I want to feel.
Hi, so we're in probably the most luxurious bus I've ever seen in my life. Me and Jess are here with the wonderful, amazing Jess Glynn.
Hello.
How are you doing, Jess?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. We just saw like probably one of the coolest gigs I've seen in Rescue
really?
For a long time.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Awesome. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. Do you know what? I haven't been feeling that well today, and yeah, no, the show kind of brought me to life.
Yeah. It literally brought us to life.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, like, as well, because it was hot in there.
It was sweaty. Was very hot,
I heard you talking about your hair frizzing up a bit, and I feel that too, because I've got the curly ginger hair.
He's been saying all day that you're basically the same person.
There's a couple of number ones that you've got over me, but other than that, like, I feel like we're apart.
Pretty good, yeah. Bit slutty.
Rather Be was pretty huge. I remember the day it came out on YouTube, and firstly the video, I was like, this is amazing. And I ran around and showed everyone in my house, like, this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And it was. Yeah. Like, what was that like? Like, did you ever think it would get that big?
The Rather Be thing, I mean, was so unexpected. And I think, you know, both me and Clean Bandit, you know, did not expect anything other than, you know, we wanted the record to do well, but... I never expect anything, because I think you'll always be disappointed if you do. But, you know, oh man, the success of that is so... I'm so grateful.
How did you meet them?
It was through my record label. They introduced us, because they must have heard... We were signed to the same label, and they heard something of mine and wanted to use my voice, and we met up, and, yeah, it was one of those weird things, but, yeah... Amazing.
It was so good. I saw you at No Tomorrow.
Oh, did you?
And,
wicked. Oh, first ever festival, that was.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I was there. Jess was in the
crowd. Don't
forget. Cool. On that note, we have actually...
Yeah, we made a special game.
A meticulously planned
game. Yeah, we asked our listeners to send in some Would You Rather Bees, okay?
Okay.
So the first one's from Will. I think it's Would You Rather Be Someone With A Melon On His Head? So, like, your melon would be your head, or you would constantly smell of Watsits. And I'm talking, like, when you put your nose into a pack of Watsits, it smells like that.
Melon head.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't really want to smell.
Yeah, fair enough. We've discussed this.
It was a long discussion.
And melon's quite, like, it's cool. You could make it a thing.
Just eat it all the time.
I think, like, if you got a chunk out as well, it would, like, still grow back.
Yeah.
I think. But, you know, because, like, your hair would still grow
back. Yeah, yeah. No, I think definitely melon.
Okay, moving on. This one's from Liz, and she wants to know whether you'd like to be a duck-sized horse or a horse-sized duck.
Duck-sized horse.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one I said.
Yeah, duck-sized horse. I'd want to be the duck-sized horse, because then you could be like a horse.
Yeah, that's the best one. Okay, wait. And this one I think is the best. This one was sent in from Hannah, and it says, "Would you rather be on the Central Line on a humid day for 16 hours non-stop, or constantly listening to the self-checkout Sainsbury's ladies' voice workers unexpected item in bagging area
16 hours.
For 16 hours?"
That.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really claustrophobic. I'd hate to be on the tube. So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I just get so rationally angry at the checkout woman.
No, I'd be alright with it. If that was
the choice,
I'd
be alright.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. And then the last one that we have is, would you rather be chased by 100 corgi-sized double-decker buses, or one double-decker-sized corgi? So huge corgi.
One double-decker-sized corgi.
Yeah?
You could befriend it, like Clifford the Big Dog or something.
Yeah, I like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
We were going to do the interview before the gig, and we were going to ask you, what is your warm-up routine? How do you get pumped? And we were going to try and help you get pumped. But, like, we could still do it now. Do you want to get pumped before you go to bed still? Or, like, I mean...
I'm all right, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calm now. Like, let's not...
Well, so how does Jess Glynn chill down after a great gig like that, then?
Do you know what? It's a weird thing. I have to just sit.
You just have to sit,
deep breaths, have a drink of water.
I'm good at that.
Yeah. You noticed your fridge collection, and it's pretty good. I saw carrots, and I was like, is there any hummus? And
there was. Always hummus.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We saw some ice cream cake. Yeah, has there been a birthday on the bus?
Yeah, it's two of the guys' birthday today.
Today?
Oh. Yeah. We've the got birthday two days. Mine tomorrow, and then the boys today.
Your birthday's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday.
We're almost about to bring in your birthday.
We didn't even bring a present.
That's all right. Don't worry. Come on. We've just met.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. How long have you been on tour now in this bus?
This is the fourth show, about 5 days, 6 days? I don't even know.
How long are you on tour for?
12, till the 30th, oh, actually to the 2nd of November now.
Wow.
6th of November, yeah. Sorry.
That's pretty crazy.
And this is all to promote the new album.
Yeah.
When is it coming out?
Next year.
Next year.
Yeah. The first single will come... first single's going to come at the end of this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be released in January. And then the album will come around April.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. And you played some of the songs tonight, which...
Yeah, quite a lot of them.
Yeah, they were awesome. Got pretty sweaty, but...
Yeah, it was hot.
It was hot in there. It was really hot.
Yeah, I was sweating out.
Yeah, but it was so nice to speak to you.